Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging all of us to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening just before we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to find balance in our life. And that's what this episode is about, balance, finding balance. I don't know if any of you ever saw it, but I co-hosted a show called The Holistic Success Show. The show aired for a little over a year, and all the old episodes can be found here on iTunes. But every week on the show, we had a new guest who came on to talk about some aspect of being healthy. It could be from yoga, to success, to exercise, to meditation. We had a variety of guests, were authors and leaders in their field, who had done wonderful work in regards to their holistic approach to life. But every week during the interview, and I really got to know these people well because they came in and it took a while to do the filming, was how important balance is in life. One of our guests wrote the book Yogis for Dummies, and he talked about the importance of finding balance, that so often when we physically exercise, we get skewed. We emphasize perhaps cardiovascular or weight-bearing at the expense of balance and stretching, like exercise gives us. Several of the guests were experts on eating well, and they always talked about the importance of eating a balanced, healthy, particularly organic, foods. It was a lot of fun doing the show, and the episodes have really great interviews with some great guests, so I encourage you to take a look here on iTunes, or if you can't find the link, you can go to my website and see it there. But what surprised me the most was how these completely different people, who were all incredibly successful in their own rights, many of them were on the New York Times bestseller list, had, through very different paths, arrived at the same conclusion, that balance in life is important. We spend too much time on certain things at the cost of our overall health. I'm sure we can all very quickly think of stories of people that we know who are very good at one thing in their life, but at the expense of others. Maybe they're very successful in their careers, but they're on their fifth marriage, as an example. But in today's episode, we want to look at balance in regards to our minds, or our thinking process. As you may know, I've been teaching meditation for many decades now, and the common theme I almost always hear when someone is new to meditation is their minds are so active, they never spend time being quiet, and they find it very hard to quiet their minds and be still. And this is incredibly tragic, because it's not balanced. If we're spending all our time thinking, then we're not spending much time, if any, just being or just living. And that's really an unbalanced life. And I think that's why so many people struggle in life, because they're unbalanced. And when they're unbalanced, there are consequences of that. Thinking isn't good for us. And yet, almost everyone does it all day long. Right when they wake up in the morning, they start thinking, they start analyzing, they start focusing on their day instead of just taking a couple deep breaths and being. There's a lot of reasons for why we do this, but mostly it's based upon our fears and our desires. Our minds are going all day long to keep away our fears and to attract our desires. And we think by thinking about this, we'll get what we want, we'll be safe. But in reality, we're missing out on life, and we're unbalanced. And there's consequences to being unbalanced. We have all kinds of problems in life when we don't quiet our minds and just be. But it's amazing how we just don't do that. Often, in my life, what I'll do is I'll just stop and look and be with something. It could be a flower, it could be a butterfly, it could be listening to a bird sing. And these are very precious moments to me, and I make sure they happen throughout the day in order for me to be balanced. Besides meditation, I try to just be with what is throughout the day. But the interesting thing that might surprise you is how often I'll get comments about it. People will wonder, what is he doing? They can't quite figure out what I'm about. I think because it's so uncommon to see. I remember once being up in the Sequoias National Park, and I was with some other people that I didn't know very well, and we stopped at a creek, and I got down on my belly, and I just watched the water go by. I laid there for about half an hour, and then I got up. And I remember how uncomfortable a couple of people were just watching me lay there. They couldn't figure out what I was doing, and they wanted to hurry on and go see the next sight. Sometimes I do wonder if we shouldn't rename ourselves human doings instead of human beings, because we're constantly on the go, thinking. It's exhausting, and it's going to wear us out if we don't stop and find balance, so that sometimes we do stop and just be. We meditate on life. We slow down. And this is where our meditation practice is so essential. It gives us every morning time to just be, and every evening time to just be. But let's not just stop there. Could you imagine if we got up in the morning and had a glass of water, and then when we went to bed, we had a second glass of water, but we didn't drink anything else for the entire day? That would not be balanced. Life needs balance for it to be healthy. And of course we're going to think. God gave us a mind to think, and we want to use it. But not all the time. My goodness, it's exhausting how much we keep going and going and going and never stop and give that mind of ours a rest. It's healthy to rest. Children do it all the time. They love to stop and just be. We need to do the same thing too. We need to stop throughout the day and just be. It doesn't have to take long. And let me give a simple tool that we can use to help remind us just to be throughout the day. We all take some form of transportation throughout the day. Perhaps a car, perhaps a bus, perhaps a train. Well, now what we can do, it's each time we get to a stop, just breathe. Take a deep breath and focus on being here now. Focus on just being present with what is at that stop. And stop thinking for a little bit. If we do this and other things throughout the day, what will happen is we'll find balance. And in that balance, our lives are just going to go better. It makes sense to be balanced. But unfortunately, almost everyone has been very conditioned to use their minds all day long. From the second they wake up to the second they go to sleep, it's going. And that's not balanced. It's important to give our minds rest. Meditation is an absolute key essential part of this. But not just meditation. More just being present, just being still, just being mindful throughout the day. And in these breaks, with this balance, our lives are just going to go a whole lot better. The proof, as I like to say, is in the pudding. So try it. Try it. Try just throughout the day, being still, being present, and see if your life doesn't go a whole lot better. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. I also create a podcast on happiness, and I have a blog there too. You can find all these links at my website, along with my contact information. Until next time, peace.